You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
As part of our special World Rivers Day broadcast down at the Goulburn River here in Shepparton today. And it's coming to an end, sadly. It's been a wonderful afternoon. I'm joined now by Meg Petherbridge and Alison Trethowan, both of River Connect, and they're the ones who have put all this together today. So thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Terry. It's been such a good day. We've really enjoyed catching up with everyone and listening to all of our passionate partners talk about their connections to the river.
Yeah, it's all about working together, isn't it? You can't do these things alone.
That's right. That's what River Connect's all about. So that's why we didn't think that 4 hours of us would be very exciting. We invited everybody else along.
Well, 4 hours of me wouldn't be very exciting either, but music helps us out there. And who knew there were so many great river themed songs.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Which I think, as I said to one of the guests earlier, I think that speaks to how important they are really in our lives, and we just sort of take them for granted. They're just there. Mm. But imagine if they weren't there.
Mm, definitely.
And thank you so much for your puppet shows throughout the day, Alison.
I'm so excited about my puppet. So for the listeners, we've recently purchased a whole bunch of native animal puppets that we're going to use in the education program, probably more with the younger kiddies, to do some storytelling. And I think that's where, you know, when we're talking about songs are stories. Mm. And, you know, the songs of the rivers that we've heard today, they all tell a little different story about something really important to somebody. And so, yeah, we'll get a chance for the little ones to have a play with the puppets at some point.
Oh, sure, it'll be the big ones playing with the puppets.
Well, that like too. You. I'm the big one. I'm the big kid.
No, I think you're right. It's about storytelling and getting the kids sort of connected and interested in our environment and rivers young, so they carry that with them.
Mm.
So World Rivers Day today is coming to a close as well. Final words on, our rivers today?
Oh, I think for me, you know, it was great to finish with Sharon and talk about her passion and the connection to nature and natural spaces. And, you know, not everybody gets to have a river flowing through their town, but we've got two. And, you know, Nev Wells from Parks Vic often says to me, how lucky are we to have two rivers and a confluence, which is the part where the two rivers join, and then they flow on and they join another river at another confluence somewhere else.
Going.
You know, the story and the journey continues. And so, you know, for those who aren't spending time at the river, it's something as simple as just come down and have a look.
Absolutely.
And the more you look, the more you will see the
Sit
beauty.
Sit beside it.
Yeah.
Take it in. Listen.
Mm. Mm, definitely. Meg? I think really the takeaway for me today is just how many people connect to the river and where they come from. They all come from different directions about why they care about our rivers and our wetlands and what connection they've had in their lifetimes. And it all comes together and we manage it as a group, and I think that's the best way to do it, really.
Mm. Well, thank you very much to River Connect and to Greater Shepparton City Council there in the background, and also to our technical guru, Adam Watkins, for putting together this special on-location broadcast for us today. It has been a terrific thing for us to be able to do, to get out into the community a little bit in a limited way in these times that we live in. So thank you very much. Now, Meg, you chose Proud Mary because I wouldn't have picked that as being a River Connected song, but apparently it is.
Yep, that was one of the ones that one of our Facebook followers put on our list. So,
okay.
Yeah, I can't remember the lyrics very well. But
you might have had a different artist singing it, but I don't think you can beat the Creedence Clearwater Revival version.
Mm,
so awesome. We might sneak in another song after that, but we'll see how we go with Proud Mary to start with. It is a great way to probably finish today. So thank you very much, and I guess, yeah, thanks to the river.
Thank you.
Thanks for this wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. And I did say earlier, I'll just remind everybody that all the guests that came on the broadcast today, their interviews will be podcast later. So if you missed anything, you can catch them later. I'm sure that on the River Connect Facebook page, you'll be sharing some of those links later.
Absolutely.
And that will be a resource for us all going forward. So thank you. Thank you very much to River Connect and, of course, to everyone at 1FM for enabling this special World Rivers Day.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.